on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
Do you remember what you were doing in the first weeks of 2000? That's the year of this edition of the AM 1710 Time Machine. Let's start with what was going on in the Half Moon Bay area, courtesy of the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review. RV scorches Olympian gas station. Five men suspected of stealing a motorhome that caught fire and burned at the Olympia gas station. The men were arrested Tuesday morning and being questioned, according to Half Moon Bay Police Department Commander Lon Waxstein. The front page of the Half Moon Bay Review photo shows dramatic flames and smoke billowing from the gas station. According to Mark Foyer, a reporter for the Half Moon Bay Review, this was the very first digital photo ever published in the Half Moon Bay Review. Also in the year 2000, the Harbor Village is poised to start and could break ground soon. The long-contested Pillar Point Harbor Village in Princeton could start construction this week. The development planned includes a three-story hotel, 84 rooms, 11 apartments, a 280-seat restaurant, 15 to 20 retail spaces, along with parking for 450 vehicles. And news from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. A big thank you to all who patronized our British import shop during the holidays. Our wee shop provided yummies for the holiday table. Foolproof Yorkshire puds, mince pies, Christmas puddings with custard, mint sauce for the lamb, and lemon curd and scones. Many of you must have also bought the catchy gifts and all the signs that we have for sale because the shelves are bare. A lot of you know that my English dad, originally from Newcastle, England, orders the goods for the shop. He was gone for a week and came back to a wiped-out shop. Not to worry, he has placed a big replacement order. Come on down and watch my folks restock the biggest little import shop in the Bay Area, if not the U.S. They get crazy with that pricing gun, so you may wear some price tags on the way out the door. We hope to have you visit us soon at Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Just a few short years ago, the cost of living was a bargain, even though we might not have thought so at the time. A postage stamp was 33 cents. And oh yes, one of my personal favorites, gasoline at $1.26 a gallon. And we were all hoping it would go under a dollar. And the big worry was that a barrel of oil topped $30. Bread was $1.72 a loaf. Eggs, 89 cents. January 2000, in many ways, the good old days. And of course, everyone was happy that the world survived Y2K. There were some dark events this year. Concorde Air France Flight 4590 crashes just after takeoff from Paris, killing all 109 aboard. In Yemen, the USS Cole is badly damaged, and 17 sailors die after an attack by two suicide bombers. And California suffers the first of 2 years of rolling blackouts. Remember any of these popular films? Gladiator, Mission Impossible 2, X-Men, The Perfect Storm. She is a Grammy Award-winning singer with numerous hits on the country and pop charts. And in the first weeks of January, in fact, for the first 2 months of 2000, she ruled the adult contemporary chart. Here's Faith Hill and Breathe.
I can feel the magic floating in the air. Being with you gets me that way. I watch the sunlight dance across your face, and I've never been this swept away. All my thoughts just seem to settle on the breeze when I'm lying wrapped up in your arms. The whole world just fades away. The only thing I hear is the beating of your heart.
Become the Adult Contemporary Song of the Year and stay on the Airplay chart for an incredible 114 weeks. Here's Savage Garden and I Knew I Loved You. What year will the time machine stop at next? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping.